Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jay Caulfield joining us by phone here. The Out of Office Report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. So, when you look at closer at the Islanders, Jay, I was asking one of their writers the other day this question. Every playoff series produces guys that the other fan base is going to hate. He mentioned Komarov. He mentioned Matt Martin, a couple of other guys. This is going to be a battle, isn't it? And the Islanders are going to have some people who become enemy numbers one and two to Penguins fans, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, but everybody knows. They know how Matt Martin plays. Matt Martin's an honest, hard winger that finishes all his checks and gets, you know, that's what he does. He does it all the time. That's what's made their fourth line. You know, part of it was Cizikas. I think Cizikas is the key to that line. But Matt Martin finishes all his checks. The D are well aware of it. I don't see that. Komarov is a different one. He's the one that plays on the edge, going to do something dirty. You know, he's just always been that way. But there's a lot of times there might not be room for him in the lineup. I think if everybody's, if Cizikas, all these guys are back, we might not see him as much. But if he is in there, guys are well aware of what he does and how he plays the game. So I don't really find that to be that big of a deal. I think, again, I think just Clutterbuck. Clutterbuck is the one that's going to come in and hit hard. And same with Martin. That's the one you still watch out for and just be aware. It's just guys, when you're on the ice, you're aware that group is out there, that they're going to finish their check on you. They need to do that to be effective. And if they don't do it, they're not a good line, right? They have to play that way. So expect to see it. The team expects it. And you just always have your head on a swivel and help hold up a guy a little longer, get in his way, and then you can beat him up the ice. That's how I'm sure the Penguins will approach it. Ask for that little bit of extra time. If you're a defenseman from the forward, to hold up those the forwards that are coming hard on you.
Jay, we had a guy on that covers the team yesterday. He said Komarov, he expects him to try to torment Sidney Crosby the whole series. So yeah, we'll see. But how about from the Penguins' standpoint? Who do they have to watch out for? Is it Bluger? Is it Aston Reese? Who's going to be the player the Islanders fans don't like?
I think it's just going to be Tanev. If Bluger plays the same game all the time, I kind of look at him as Cizikas. When you look at Cizikas and you look at what they do, I think Bluger is the same kind of player. He's making himself, he's getting points. He's strong defensively. I think he's extremely reliable. I look at Bluger like Cizikas. Zach Gastonerice has, you know, if he plays the game hard and physical, but he doesn't play over the edge. He plays the straight game. It's Tanev. Tanev's going to be the guy that's going to drive him crazy because he's first of all, chomping at the bit to get in the game and get after him. He's going to make it very difficult, number one, on their power play. He's going to push him. He's going to test him if he gets himself right back into that PK unit, which I expect him to. And I think on the forecheck, he's going to be the one guy hard on the forecheck. I think they have their worries with what is the skill level going to do to him. When you play fast, And up the ice quick, that's it. Malkin, Crosby, Jeff Carter, they don't fear anybody on the other team. If Komarov wants to go the extra mile, and again, when they say that, Ron, if he's in the lineup, great, I expect it. If he's not in the lineup, I mean, if they're not producing and scoring, they're going to have to do something to get people off track. But I'm not sure how that'll work out. But those guys don't fear anybody, and how can a pause, you know, be a problem for them? I think it's the big hitting of the fourth line, and I think Tanev's going to drive the opposition crazy in this series.
Jay Caulfield on the line. Jay, we know how playoff hockey goes, right? The refs tend to swallow their whistles a little bit, the face washes, the slashes, the cross checks, the big hits, the holding, everything else is going to come back into vogue. And I think it's a reasonable question to wonder if the Penguins are big enough, strong enough, tough enough to withstand that kind of treatment to get where they want to go. I mean, that would be four rounds worth of it to get where they want to go. Are they?
Yeah, look, I think people question – I mean, did they question it before when they won cups? You know what, Joe? I get that point because we have beat that down a lot, that topic. Like, but I think what you're dealing with now is you're big through the middle, right? You're going to have – you're dominate through the middle. So that's one thing. So they're going to have to do – teams are going to have to play a certain way because they're not going to be able to match up. You go one through three, they're not going to match up if Malkin finds his game right away and – it's going to be one pounded line after another coming at you. That's going to be the other team's worries. Other teams can't compete with that. And that the face wash, if it's all into that, that's such a, for me, always the biggest waste of time. I mean, the face wash and stuff, it's going to be relentless, and it gets old. Because if you get involved in it, then you're bringing them into the game. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's the big hits that are the more punishing thing. If it's a guy that never fights and he's doing face washing, there's not a guy in the league that doesn't want to drill everybody that does that kind of thing. No, he doesn't. If the refs are in there, he grabs it. You know, he does that. It's the guy that if he can't back up what he's doing, then who cares? That's how they're going to approach it. The opposition's going to have to match up against the Penguins' skill, and they're going to have to get them off their game if the Penguins are flying, and they're going to do a lot of things like that. But, you know, if they don't, they can't compete. I think they're going to make sure it's going to be about – matching. Who are they going to put against Crosby? If all lines dominate, you got Crosby, you got Malkin, you got Carter. They have their problems trying to match up what they're going to put out against the Penguins' talent.
Jay, I assume sounding like the way you're talking, you like the Penguins. I mean, are you going to pick them in this series? Tell us why.
I do. I just think that. Listen, I'm going to go. It's going to come down goaltending. If the Penguins get solid goaltending, which I expect them to get that. They get solid goaltending. The Islanders are going to have a hard time sticking with what the Penguins can do, right? Just because the skill. Now, look, they went dry for about 10 games. Did it scoring goals? They had a tough time. They can find it. If they find it, the Islanders, that is, then it's going to make it a little more difficult and that kind of thing. But I believe I'm going to go with the depth of the Penguins, Ron, and say that they're going to continue to get to the Islanders. As far as their skill is concerned, tough matchups for the Islanders, and I think the Penguins take this series.
Jay, a couple of years ago in that pretty disastrous sweep at the hands of the Islanders, and I realized Pettersson was a much younger player then. He's about, 150 games removed from that. I thought he got victimized a little bit by their what they have is a lot of clever forwards, quick, clever forwards. And I thought he did get victimized a little bit. And I just wonder how he's going to fare in this series. I definitely have my eye on him. And Friedman, I think, is a guy that Ron Hextall probably wants to see play. I get that feeling ever since he got here. How do you view that situation?
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't see that. You know, Joe, if it's going sideways in this first couple games, then you could see some movement if he's again being victimized. I think Marcus Pettersson's going to be in there. They're going to roll the same. You know, if Matheson is back, you're going to see the same three pairs that we saw for 20-plus straight games. The lefty-righty situation, I thought Friedman struggled in the last game, I believe. It was really a couple games there. I don't think they went as they would like to have seen, but certainly he's a gamer. He can play the offside. But I think they're going to roll with those 3D. And if what takes place with what you just said, if he's in that position again, like you said, he's 100-plus games more down the line. I expect to see the same deep pairings if Matheson's back.
Jay, how about the other series, Boston-Washington? We're both thinking it's going to be terrific, and they might take a pound of flesh out of each other. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I'm going to lean now. I'm going to say, look, you know, we talked about Taylor Hall kind of packing it in Buffalo. Then he finds himself in Boston, and he has provided a spark for them. He's scoring goals. He's making a second line. So they've got two levels of offense coming at you, and he's been a big difference in that little stretch, big for Krejci. And Smith, I believe, is on his right side. Again, I'm going to go goaltending. All right, we know what the Capitals bring. I think that's a series I want to watch, too. So it's going to be an entertaining series. I believe that you got to give the nod to the Boston Bruins. Their goaltending is stellar. And Washington has the same questions that people are going to throw to Penguins. Wise, these guys are unproven. So in the playoffs. And I think that's a question mark for them. And are they healthy? You know, the big thing for Washington, too. Oshie got dinged up. Ovechkin's dinged up. Carlson's dinged up. They can't afford to have any of the three out of the lineup and get by Boston. So I'm going to go Boston.
All right, Jay, we'll finish with this. We're running out of time. All I want is the winning team and the number of games. Are you ready?
Sure.
Hurricanes, Predators.
Hurricanes, 5.
Panthers, Lightning.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Florida. I'm going to say that's 7 games.
Wow. Toronto, Montreal.
Yeah. Hey, you got to watch Montreal with Toronto. I'm telling you, you have to watch that, but I still think Toronto's going to prevail. Say Toronto in 6, but you got to watch. Montreal played Edmonton and Toronto, played them tough and had a way of shutting down some people, so watch out for that one a little bit, but I'll still take Toronto in 6.
Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Edmonton in 6.
Vegas, St. Louis.
Vegas in... I'm not going to disrespect Craig Berube and the Blues. I think they found their game late, and but the goaltending strong in Vegas, and they're just a solid team. I'll go Vegas in 6.
And lastly, Colorado and Minnesota.
Wow, all really good series. I think Colorado is the next big. I think Colorado. I'll go Colorado, and I'll say 6 again for that.
We appreciate the time, man. How many games on Bruins Capitals, by the way? 7?
Yeah, take that 7. I hope it is for entertainment's sake. I think I'll go Bruins in 7, yes.
Jay Okra, all right. Excluding the Penguins, who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Hey, you know, we haven't seen enough. We haven't seen Carolina and Florida. Carolina's been very, very good, so... We haven't seen them and what that's like, but I still think you got to go. You look at the goaltending in Vegas, and I think it's like Vegas or Colorado coming out of the West. But I'll go Vegas this year. I'll say Vegas, and maybe Marc-Andre Fleury gets this. Hey, you know, if he could get, I mean, it's Leonard and him, and you'd like to see Marc-Andre Fleury be the guy, but I'm going to go Vegas with the goaltending, and they're just overall what they have. A little question mark down the middle, but they're wingers, and what they produce, they're really good.
Jay, I'm not going to count out Tampa Bay either.
No, I'm not either, but they're hanging. They've been hanging on. And listen, if they get by Florida, you're right. I'm not going to count them out, but, I mean, they got to get healthy. If Kucherov's supposed to be back, I agree, and Stamkos supposed to be back. If they find their game inside the time frame that they need in this first 7-game series, Ron, then I'm not saying it's not a possibility. Florida's good. Florida's been very good, and we have not seen these teams, but they're much improved from last year, kept getting better and better under Quenneville, and he's starting to juggle his talent to what he wants to see, and they're going to be tough out, but you know what? If Tampa does come back into this with the health of Kucherov and Stamkos, they are going to make it tough for them, but I'm still going to stick with what I predicted.
Lastly, I forgot about this and would be remiss not to ask. We have about 30 seconds. David Quinn fired for the Rangers. They're mentioning Babcock, Tortorella, Rick Tocchet. Who do you think winds up there? Who would you hire?
I would hire Rick Tocchet in a heartbeat. I would go Rick Tocchet in a heartbeat. I think he could coach any team. What he's done, we talked about this before. Would they go to Babcock? I mean, it's got to be. I don't know if Tortorella will fit because he doesn't work well with the superstars. And Panarin and Bobrovsky are tight. They're close. I don't believe that would happen there. I don't believe Babcock will be there. I think Rick Tocchet could be. You name any of the cities, and if I'm anybody, I'm grabbing him. I'm giving him the first interview, see what he has to do, and you don't even need an interview. You know what he's about. You know what he's done. You know what he's taken with a team in Arizona that is not, you know, you're not loaded with talent. They're NHL players, but it's not like these other teams. To win, you need superstars, and you need superstars to be one of the hardest workers on your team. And then Tock has a way of bringing everybody else to play a game and win those tight games when you need it and have the skill to go with it. He could take that team right now, and you have to watch out for them. You had to watch out for him anyway because I think they were coming on. But with him, that's where I go, Joe. Sorry for the long-winded answer, but Tock would be my first choice across the board.
Appreciate it, man. Good luck with your trip down there, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you in time for the playoff series.
Okay, guys. Great to talk to you, too.
Jay Caulfield, Ed Bouchette up next. We have some Steeler games. Two of them appear to be locked in here. We'll talk to Ed about that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.